Just got through watching the keynote address from the Apple guys in San Francisco at the Worldwide Developers Conference, the WWDC. And I guess the whole Apple offices have closed down, and everybody, over 1,000 Apple engineers and everybody else, are at the Moscone Center in San Francisco because it's a big deal.
When you think about all of the apps they sell in their app store and all these developers who are building those apps and making a lot of money, it's a big deal. And by the end of this
keynote address, despite the fact that Apple's the richest company, the company with the most worth in the world, people will be rushing to send them more money. Big headline, I guess, is the next generation MacBook Pro. I took a few notes on this. Probably now the best laptop in the world. It's got a ridiculous Retina display. What is the Retina display? That means that the pixels are so small in the display that your eye cannot pick them out. It's better resolution than in any magazine or any print document. That's what Retina display means. This new MacBook Pro, incredibly thin. No optical drive, no DVD drive. That's so old school. That's so last century. Got several ports for USB and Thunderbolt with a super new speedy input-output port on these new Apples. And HDMI. So you plug your HDMI cable into the MacBook Pro and then plug it into your television, and it all comes up on your high-definition television set. Won't go into the whole processor thing because you don't know anything about it. I don't either, but it just makes it super fast. And it starts out at $2,200. Now you can juice it up, put a bigger hard drive in. By the way, the hard drive is solid state. It's one reason why it's so fast. No moving parts in the new MacBook Pro. They upgraded all the rest of the line, too. The MacBook Airs and the older MacBook Pros, giving them new processors, new solid-state storage. All of them now have USB 3, which is the new super faster input. The next big news is the new Mountain Lion coming out next month. And get this, it's $20. And that's $20 for every Mac you have. This has got to drive them crazy over in Redmond. What do they charge? You pay like $150 for Windows and you go and put it on one machine. Lots of cool features, excuse me, in the new Mountain Lion, the next OS X. Power nap. So when your Mac is sleeping, you close the lid, it continues to update your calendar, your contacts, or reminders. Backs up to Time Machine. They're putting Siri into Mountain Lion. So I don't think it's quite as full-featured as what they have on their iOS devices, but still pretty cool. And a new Safari. You probably have migrated away from Safari. This might bring you back. It syncs via the iCloud with other Safari on other machines, and so you can pick right up to where you were left off browsing on your laptop when you get home on your iMac or whatever. Notification center now comes to the OS X, which is a very, very cool thing. It, you just put in reminders, and you can set up you could tag email accounts as VIPs, and when somebody that's a VIP, it pops up on the front screen of all your devices that you got email from this person. iOS 6, which will be out in the fall. This is for your iPad. Oh, by the way, the iPad 1, sorry, left in the dust. It's already antiquated. iOS 6 will not run on the iPad 1. Just on the 2, the 3, and the iPhones. It will run on the iPhone 3G, and of course on the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 4S. Siri now on iOS 6, very a lot more smarter. You can ask, the demonstrations, the guy asked, Siri, who is taller, LeBron James or Kobe Bryant? You know, important information like that can be accessed. You can all launch apps now via Siri. Hey, Siri, bring up maps. Speaking of maps, Apple has turned their back on Google Maps. They are doing their own map implementation, and it's unbelievable. I mean, well, when you got all this money, why not invest it in something really wonderful? They have this flyover feature now in Apple Maps. Well, you set it to that and point to San Francisco, and it's like you're in an airplane. You're flying over the city. It's not an animation. It's not a movie. It's actually using the map to circle the city, and you can put yourself at different elevations. It's pretty cool. Facebook is everywhere. I didn't pay much attention to that because I know it's all built into all the main apps now on iOS 6. Calendars, contacts, calendars. But I don't use Facebook, so I think I went and got myself another cup of coffee during that. They're really enhancing phone calls on your iPhone. This is very, very cool. When you get a telephone call, you can bring up these reminders, and you can reply with a canned text message like, stop calling me, or I'll call you later. Do not disturb. Things like that. You can also tell the iPhone to remind you when you leave the building. It's got this built-in GPS, so when you leave the building to walk outside, boom, comes up on your screen, hey, don't forget to call back so-and-so. One feature I'm really excited about is the photo stream now can be shared. You can put together a shared photo stream. This photo stream is the greatest thing that Apple ever came up with. You know, every photo you take, whether on the iPhone or the iPad, goes into your photo stream. And the last 1,000 photos that you have taken are in your private, unable to be accessed by anybody, photo stream. So you've got, you've got a lot of time if you want to take those photos out of, copy them out of the photo stream and put them in a permanent library or a permanent album or a permanent place on your computer. Well, now you can designate certain photos in your photo stream and put it into a public photo stream. Well, it's not exactly that public. It's a shared photo stream. In other words, you can then send an email to so-and-so, your parents, kids, whatever, and look at these photos I took yesterday. And they will get a version of your photo stream full of photos that you have especially selected. They got this thing called Passbook. It's got all your pass, your tickets, your charge cards, your sporting event tickets. Everything now, you know, is going paperless. When you buy, for instance, you buy a credit card from Starbucks, you don't actually get a card or anything. You get an app on your phone. And it has a little scanning card, and you bring it into the coffee shop, and they pour your coffee, and you show them your phone, and they scan it, and you're charged. Well, all of those now are kept in an easy-to-find place in the new iOS 6 on your iPhone called the Passbook. Yeah. I think that's some of the highlights. Did this in less than 10 minutes. Took them an hour and a half this morning in San Francisco. I'll put a link up to the keynote address if you're interested at all in modern technology or Apple specifically. You don't even have to be an Apple user or an Apple fan to enjoy it just to keep up. It's worth watching. I know they were watching it over there in Redmond. Oh, they got to be squirming. Oh, my God. How do they do it? Hasta luego, muchachos.